KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And today we're going to be talking with Heidi Hickathier of the Emmanuel Foundation. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me again.
Aside the fact that you're busy, I'm not going to say how busy you are, but you are busy.
Well, we're all busy, but at Emmanuel Foundation, we are in full-blown gala mode. Our winter gala is tomorrow, and we are doing a hybrid event. John, we are having Facebook Live, and we are having an in-person event, and all the things. And so we're super, super excited.
Now, this is kind of the virtual thing's been the past couple of years because of that COVID thing that we've been dealing with. But this year now, you're going to actually be able to do both?
Yes, we did. We created this hybrid event because we have people that wanted to be able to come to the event in person. But then we also had people who, maybe just wanted to enjoy the event from the comfort of their homes. So we sold happy hour packages for those people. So they're going to have those beautiful charcuterie trays and happy hour, cuisine with paired wines. And then they'll be able to get themselves ready, invite their friends over, and then join us on our live Facebook event.
Wow.
Make a difference from home.
Okay, we'll talk more about how all that's going to work here in a minute, but I think the most important thing, there's two things, okay? First of all, the Kalispell Chamber has recognized Emmanuel Lutheran Communities as the top community.
Yes, we were very excited about that, and Jason Kronk, our president and CEO, got up and accepted the award on behalf of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. I mean, it's an amazing place. It does a lot of wonderful things for our seniors, our older adults at all income levels.
Yeah, the top nonprofit of all of them here in the Valley. That's just a huge statement.
So honored. Well, and it takes, I think, that leadership. Jason and the board and the commitment that the employees have to the residents there. I mean, it is a very special place, and we are extremely honored.
But the other key to this whole thing is it's nonprofit.
Yes.
So that means you're always in some sort of a fundraising mode.
We are. And that's why they created the Emmanuel Foundation. Yes.
So talk with us a little bit about the money we're going to raise for the gala. Where do those dollars go?
Well, you and I have visited about this at length. And so this money that we are raising for the winter gala will go to our seniors in need. And a lot of times people are like, what does that mean? What is a senior in need? What does that mean? Well, over in the skilled care center at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, it used to be known as the Lutheran Home, 60% of those residents are Medicaid qualified low income older adults. And so to no fault of their own, many of them came in with the ability to pay that $10,000 a month. That's what's required, over $10,000 a month.
Wow.
To have that round-the-clock medical care, culinary, your meals, your housekeeping, your maintenance, taking your bathing, and you're just getting that around-the-clock care that you need, $10,000 a month. Many people have saved for a happy, happy retirement and then have some sort of a medical incident, John, like dementia or a stroke or a car accident that has made it so that they need that 24/7 care. And they've used all of their savings to be there, and now we still continue to give them care as they become Medicaid qualified.
And we have younger people, too, who have been hurt in motorcycle accidents and car accidents who need that kind of care. And, clearly you can't sustain that for 20 or 30 years.
No, it's a special place. It really is a special place. And the employees are just so committed to these residents.
So Medicaid takes a portion of it after all of your finances, your personal finances are exhausted. They're gone.
You can have up to $2,000 to your name when you're on Medicaid. And as you receive your Social Security, you can have all of your Social Security except for up to $2,000 a year has to go to your cost of care. And then Medicaid kicks in and they pay the difference, but it still does not cover the full cost of what it takes to take care of those individuals.
Now, Medicaid doesn't even come close to $10,000 a month.
Not even remotely close.
All right. So this is number one for the foundation, making sure that that the people who are there can stay there.
Yes.
When the money runs out.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is, to me, well, I won't go to commentary here. It just blows my mind. Let me put it that way. So let's get on to the big event here and just how we're going to raise that money and the fun we're going to have to do it. Heidi Hickether is my guest, and we'll talk more about that after this. Imagine living in a place surrounded by friends, comfort, and beauty. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, perched above Kalispell, has tailored living options to suit you, with freedom or support when you need it. Enjoy chef-prepared meals, entertainment, a fitness center, a pool, and heated parking. The amenities go on, and all is available to you. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Montana's bustling life plan community. 406-752-9645. That's 752-9645 for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Here we go, the winter gala. And it's time we really talk about the fun we're going to have, because we just made it sound like it was an insurmountable goal, but it isn't.
No, it's not. Every dollar counts. Every way that a person can give, you know, especially we do like to have our fun with our events, but we do fundraising all year round. But this winter gala is a special event. It's the first time since 2019 that we are having the winter gala in person. We do have the auction has been online, so you can bid on our online auction. Online or in person, we have 57 items lining the halls of that Buffalo Hill Terrace, the lobby there, and the residents just absolutely love it. The Christmas trees are all lit up and all of our auctions are out. We've got bid sheets, and so I true those up every day to make sure that everybody's on the same page, so you can bid for, you know, get your holiday gifting done through donating on the online auction, or you can give the gift of a Christmas tree. So the trees that are decorated in the lobby there, people donate $75 for those trees, and those trees go over to be in the room of one of the residents at the Skilled Care Center. Brightens up their whole holiday season. It's just amazing. And then there's also the paddle call. You can't have an event without a paddle call.
Of course not.
But we have it both virtually, and we will have it in person.
So people will actually be able to wave their paddles from home.
They will be able to wave their paddles from home. They can donate any amount, you know, like $25, $25 to $500. That we're really focusing on the in-room upgrades this year. You know, as you recall, last year we set aside and raised $419,000 to upgrade the common areas of the Skilled Care Center.
Yeah.
And so now we're going in the rooms. I mean, how good does it feel, John, to have new paint, new fixtures, new flooring, new lighting?
Oh, yeah.
Just feel like a brand new person. It's a quality of life.
Well, you're in that room 20 hours a day minimum.
Exactly. So we're committed to some in-room upgrades. Our dollars also go to, you know, a lot of times our Medicaid qualified residents, you know, they'll need new wheelchairs or lift assist chairs or lifts just for the Skilled Care Center in general. I mean, that medical equipment can be very expensive, and we're here to help.
And it's specialized too, so it's not like you can go out and buy something on
You have done your homework. It is very specialized, because everybody's different shapes and sizes, and so, but it's much needed.
So we keep coming back to the need, and there's just no escaping that, but let's get back to the fun. And I want to know about some of these auction items and how we can bid on them right after this.
They work every day for the best experience, and once a year, there's a poll that shows. Buffalo Hill Terrace would like to thank you for voting them best in assisted living, an honor they've proudly held since its inception. If you or a loved one are looking for a place that feels like home, with the amenities and support to experience a life of splendor every day, contact Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625. That's 406-752-9625 for the best assisted living.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
director of Emmanuel Foundation, and her job is to raise money to make sure all of this stays the way it is. It is nonprofit in Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and as a result, we have to find our money. And not everybody can afford to pay for all the services that we need. So we've got to find ways of doing this. And one of the funnest things to do is the auction, particularly this silent auction. My gosh, you can just kind of go around and write your name and whatever you bid and then come back in a little while and see if somebody's outbid you and you can fix them.
Yep, that's for sure. You got to get your game face on. Yep. And so our auction is also online, so you can bid online. And mm-hmm. I marry those up to make sure that everybody's on the same page. But we have some amazing auction items. Our own president and CEO, Jason Kronk, had donated a salmon package. So some salmon that he had caught in Alaska. It's called mm-hmm. the Alaskan Wild Package. And it's just absolutely amazing. I'm going to be bidding on that myself. I probably shouldn't have said that, but there it is. And with some beautiful wines, we have a half-day fly fishing guide for you and a friend. Mm-hmm. We have a river raft trip. We've got a glacier canine doggy spa. We have just all kinds of things. Western Building Center, I have to say, has donated tools and just things to get you ready for the holiday season. We've got all kinds of items online that will help you build a new home. We've got drills. We've got just all kinds of things from them. They're extremely generous. People have just really stepped up. We have a flathead lake cruise for 2 hours on a private pontoon boat. I mean, I don't know, but that sounds like fun to me.
Yeah.
So all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the live auction now, the paddles waving that around. That's where you really have to have your game face on.
Yes. So our auction is mostly on the online auction, mm-hmm. but this year we are having the paddle calls so that people could raise their money to make a difference at certain levels. And so if they wanted to do the 25 to 500, you know, this is just the raise the paddle, that would give, you know, new lighting, new doorknobs, new fixtures. If people wanted to go up to like higher, then mm-hmm. we're talking, you know, new paint, we're talking the flooring, we're talking, if people want to go to $5,000, that's a whole room. That is a whole room of upgrades for our seniors in need. It's exciting.
Wow. Okay, so let's circle back now. When is all this going to happen?
Tomorrow night. Can you believe it? It's gala time. I can't believe it. Yeah, so tomorrow is Thursday, and it'll be at 5:30. We're having, just picture it, John, a champagne welcome for our guests who are in person. And then they'll come and enjoy a surf and turf buffet created by our culinary director, Chef mm-hmm. Andrew Nelson. Beautifully decorated room. We'll have some gorgeous piano music. We'll have a program. And, you know, we'll just be making a difference. That room, you know, of course, I'm privy to the guest list, mm-hmm. is filled with people who have been longtime supporters and absolutely committed to helping people who need help. And it's just, I get a little mushy about it because just amazing pillars of society in that room tomorrow night. Okay.
What room is it, by the way?
It's in the Buffalo Hill Auditorium.
Oh, okay. And on the second floor there?
No, it's right on the main level. As you walk in through the main entrance where you go to the villas and the Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Yeah.
It's the new chapel. It's the auditorium in there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's just gorgeous. And so it's, you know, it's a basically a 100-person venue, and mm-hmm. that's why we opened it up. We really felt committed to bringing it back one last time, and maybe forever, I don't know, mm-hmm. to where it all started after, you know, after COVID, to have our guests join us all
fantastic.
Together.
Fantastic. One more quick thing, the Great Fish Community Challenge.
Oh my goodness. We had a blast, and thank you to everybody who committed to that and helped with that. We raised, with the match, over $43,000.
Fantastic.
I couldn't believe it. Our goal was $20,000, and so our amazing, generous donors just really stepped up to the plate and made sure we hit maybe two home runs in that case.
Wow.
So
fantastic. Yeah. All right. So we the Great Fish Foundation, the Great Fish Community Challenge is a success. This sounds like it'll be fantastic. Tomorrow night, what time?
At 5:30 p.m. Okay. Doors open for our champagne reception and let the gala begin.
All right. And plenty of parking across the street.
Yeah, we'll have our shuttles going too.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, so wherever you park, we're going to have our buses looking for people that might be cold and need a ride to the main entrance there.
Heidi Hicketh here. I think you think of everything.
Well, I hope so.
Thanks so much for all you're doing. Let's have a blast.
Thanks so much.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.